This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. What is God's most effective visual aid in communicating the gospel of Christ? Leroy has an interesting conclusion from Ezekiel chapter 12. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
The Lord places a high value on effectively communicating His message, and visual aids have always been a helpful tool in that process. Years ago, I was asked to lead a daily vacation Bible school program for the children in the church we were attending. There had never been a great deal of emphasis on the Bible in this particular church, so I began to look around for some means of making the gospel clear to these kids. One elderly lady suggested that I use flannel graph to explain the gospel in pictures. As each Bible story unfolded, children were shown how to invite Jesus into their hearts by faith. It was a smashing success, as 13 children and 3 teachers came to Christ. Now, the use of visual aids is not a new idea. In fact, God was using this concept in Ezekiel's time to get people's attention and communicate His message. In Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 3, the Lord said to Ezekiel, "Therefore, son of man, pack your belongings for an exile, and in the daytime, as they watch, set out and go from where you are to another place. Perhaps they will understand, though they are a rebellious house." Ezekiel was told to act out this message from God. The Lord had him pack his belongings, leave his home, dig through a wall, tremble as he ate his food, and shudder in fear as he drank his water, all to foretell the confusion and fear that was about to come to the people. When it comes to visual aids, the Lord can use anything: flannel graph, drama, slideshows. But the most effective visual aid is the godly life of the believer. Some time ago, a close friend of ours lost their 9-year-old son to leukemia. After the funeral, they took some time away at a mountain lodge. One morning at breakfast, a woman kept pressing them to know more about what they'd been through. She was not a Christian and was astounded by their reaction of peace and confidence in God. As they left the lodge together, the woman said to them, "I want to know why you don't hate God." You see, when you and I as Christians show peace and joy, purpose and contentment, all those things the world craves, we are demonstrating the truth of the gospel and the power of God. Our lives are the best visual aid some people will ever see. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
The booklet Going On with Christ has encouraged thousands of people to grow in their walk of daily discipleship with Christ. This booklet offers practical encouragement in how to put Christ first and to live by His power. To receive your free copy of Going On with Christ, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, the trouble with trying to protect your territory in God's work, as we study Ezekiel chapter 16 through 19 on Daily Discipleship.